Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running wild. Someone let T-Rex out of his pen. I'm afraid those things will harm me, 'cause they sure don't act like Barney, and they think that I'm their dinner, not their friend. Oh no!
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. And yes, we're going back to Jurassic World this weekend. We're going big on the fourth installment of Jurassic Park. It's called Jurassic World this time. On our Friday movie day, and with me now in the studio, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Together, they are the hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Guys, welcome.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Back to Jurassic World. As I said, this is the fourth installment in the long anthology that has become Jurassic Park. So let's do a little bit of trivia. I have Jurassic Park trivia for you today. Now, don't answer, because we're going to get your answer at the end of the segment. Here's your question. Going back to Jurassic Park 1993, what key aspect of Jurassic Park is part dog, part penguin, part tiger, part alligator, and part elephant? Think about that. Don't answer now, because it's going to come back at you in just a couple of minutes. All right, guys, Jurassic World, directed by Colin Trevorrow. Now, he's only ever directed, as I understand it, one other film. I loved that tiny little film, Safety Not Guaranteed, with Aubrey Plaza. This is not a tiny little film, though, Kristen Meinzer. This is a great big one.
Oh, no. This is all, you know, pyrotechnics, special effects, CGI. It's dinosaurs. And again, the dinosaurs are crossed with all sorts of other kinds of things, everything from cuttlefish to animals you can't even imagine. And much like the other Jurassic Parks, we have to learn a lesson about whether or not humans can actually control nature. And, well, we usually know what happens in these cases.
All right, Rafer Guzman, before I go to you, let's listen to a clip from Jurassic World.
Look, I get it. You're in charge out here. You got to make a lot of tough decisions. It's probably easier to pretend these animals are just numbers on a spreadsheet. But they're not. They're alive.
I'm fully aware they're alive.
You might have made them in a test tube. But they don't know that. They're thinking, I gotta eat. I gotta hunt. I gotta... You can relate to at least one of those things, right?
Rafer Guzman, there's Chris Pratt as the action star of Jurassic World. What'd you think?
Right, and that's Bryce Dallas Howard, who's playing the Jurassic executive that he's flirting with. Not a lot of chemistry between those two, unfortunately, but here's the thing. Colin Trevorrow, the guy who did Safety Not Guaranteed, also one of my favorite films from the last couple of years. Basically, what he's doing is just remaking the first Jurassic Park. This is almost a beat-for-beat, scene-for-scene repeat of Jurassic Park. Do you remember when the kids get trapped in the Ford Explorer and the dinosaur kind of bats them around like a cat toy? Same scene, only now they're in kind of a gyroscope pod, so it's a little bit modern, a little bit more cool-looking. It's the exact same scene. The whole movie unfolds like that. It's all done with, like, a lot of skill, a lot of energy. Trevorrow seems to have, like, really seen his Spielberg movies, so I think he knows what he's doing. Essentially, I would say this is not, like, the big bang-up wow that you're waiting for from Jurassic Park, but it's pretty good, if only because it's exactly like the first Jurassic Park.
So if you knew what you liked from the first Jurassic Park and 2 and 3, you might find something that you like in Jurassic World. All right,
that's exactly
the big
right.
blockbuster from this weekend. All right, now let's go a little bit smaller now. Guys, let's hear a clip from Me and Earl and the Dying Girl that's out this weekend from director Alfonso Gomez-Rejon.
Rachel's been diagnosed with leukemia. They just found out.
Oh, God. Is that serious?
They're doing all kinds of tests. They're doing everything they can. They just don't know.
And that sucks.
You're right. It sucks.
It sucks really bad.
It sucks quite a bit.
I heard Nick Offerman at the end there, Rafer.
Yes, indeed. He plays the father of the main character, Greg, played by Thomas Mann. He's this kid who's kind of trying to skim his way through high school, not make any deep connections, hang out with the goths a little bit, hang out with the jocks a little bit, not really get himself too much in deep with anybody, but his mother kind of forces him to make a connection with this dying girl, Rachel, who has leukemia. This is, I think, one of these teenage films in the mold of Fault in Our Stars and Spectacular Now, a little tear-jerking, a little bit of quirkiness. I like the movie okay. I feel that it really goes overboard on the quirk. Everyone here is an extremely quirky, oddball, different, weird, wacky character, and it all gets to be a bit much, and you kind of, everyone's humanity gets a little bit lost in sort of the eccentric overload of this film. But I didn't think it was a bad film. I thought it was all right.
All right, Kristen Meinzer?
Yeah, well, I have to agree that there is some major quirk happening here. Everything has a heading. The moment I meet the dying girl, the moment when I realize Earl and I are doing this, the moment, and so there are these headlines, these quirky personalities, everything's adorably overloaded and yet completely emotionally empty, I have to say. I didn't laugh once during the movie, but a much bigger problem is I did not cry. I do not want to see a movie with a dying teenage girl and not cry. I want to cry, and there were no tears.
Adorably overloaded is the takeaway from me and Earl and the dying girl. There is not much adorability probably in Jurassic World. Guys, let's go back to trivia before I let you go. I asked you from Jurassic Park in 1993, Kristen Meinzer, get ready. What key aspect of Jurassic Park is part dog, part penguin, part tiger, part alligator, and part elephant?
A human being?
Rafer Guzman?
I gotta say, I'm drawing a blank. You stumped me, Todd.
Director Jay? That's the roar of T-Rex.
Oh,
T-Rex's roar is a combination of all those. Gotcha, guys. That's my favorite part of this whole thing. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer here at The Takeaway and co-hosts of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Todd.
Todd.